It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happen to welcome back Tom O'Dell. How are you?
Good. It's nice to be back here.
Another album about to come to into the world, Wrong Crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
When we saw you last, to say that you were in a whirlwind that I'm not sure anyone is ever prepared for.
Yeah, it was you know, I grew up a lot very fast. It was very, you know, very quickly we were traveling around the world promoting the album, and you know, it went well. Like, people liked the album and it was good. We did so many shows, but it was very important once that all ended that I took some time,
yeah.
Which is, you know, why it's taken 3 years to do this album is that I needed that, like, reflection period.
You probably had to, you know, for those of the audience that aren't quite familiar, when Tom first put out his first album, things happened very quickly, particularly in the UK. You won the prestigious Critics Award, the Brit Critics Award, and everything started to accelerate internationally here in the States, you know, all across the globe. And you went from aspiring songwriter to there's too much to do, everybody wants something today, for about a 2.5 year period, was it?
I mean, you know, it wasn't on the scale of a lot of artists, particularly over here, but it was certainly, to go from zero to 100 miles per hour, it was quite full on. And it took a bit in getting used to. I think one of the nice things about this album, you know, we started promoting it and we did a tour, you know, last month. One of the things that's been really nice with this album is I feel a lot more well balanced in my head about everything, yeah. You know. I don't feel so like a rabbit in the headlights constantly,
yeah.
You know.
My Chelsea. There's a mindset unto itself, isn't it, about declaring what direction and what songs are representing me right now and
yeah.
What do I want to put out into the world. Go through how that process occurred.
Well, I think funnily enough, the past 2 years has been quite interesting in sort of music for me, because I think the initial part, when I went to New York, I finished touring the album, I started doing some shows with Billy Joel on the East Coast of America, supporting him. And then I started writing the album, and then I got the band out to New York, and we started demoing the first set of songs in New York. And my initial bit of music and when I look back now to that period, was just like total backlash. It was like, I'm not going to write a single word or note that is sellable. And it was just, you know, it was music that was just, it's quite bizarre music, to be honest with you. And I wrote probably, a whole album at that point of that. And a couple of songs from that period have made it onto the album, The Wrong Crowd, How It's Ended Up. And then there was, I guess, a period of like, I then went back to London for a bit and sort of repaired relationships with my girlfriend at the time.
Well, that'll change the tone of the direction of songs sometimes.
Yeah.
Suddenly there's all these happy love songs instead of forlorn. Yeah.
Not so sort of turbulent, and then I came out to LA for a bit, and she lived in LA, and so we were still doing a few bits of touring and stuff, but not much. And I think that was really when the record started coming together, and I think I just chilled out a bit, about the whole thing, and started writing songs that felt like good songs again, rather than a reaction to the first album.
see those boats going across the sky. 3,000 miles they fly. How do they know which way to go? Somehow they always seem to know. They say there's more of a nature in everything we see. Wish I had a little more of a nature in me. A little more of a nature in me. 'Cause it's not right. I'm magnetized to somebody that don't feel it. Love paralyzed. She's never gonna need me. But as sure as the world keeps the moon in the sky, she'll keep me hanging on. She'll keep me hanging on. See the couple riding on the bus, falling asleep with so much trust. Wish I had a chance to let them know their love is like a flower in the snow. If it's just pheromones, then that may be. I wish you had a little pheromones for me. A little pheromones for me. 'Cause it's not right. I'm
you obviously see, you know, someone who's the piano man,
yeah,
and you get a sense of what songs can be. I also know that, you know, Elton John has been a big advocate and supporter of yours. When you work with and are around, I guess, two of the most exemplary pop,
yeah,
songwriters that are piano driven of our time, I guess there might be a certain amount of reaction of, can I aspire to do what they did, or they already did it?
Yeah.
You know, what's the sense? I mean, there might be some of that goes through one's head too, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I have to say with Billy, it was, I think in some ways he was the guy actually that actually put me back in my place in a way. Every night watching him, it was like, that's what I, you know, I've got to write songs that good. Stop writing these awful, you know, reactionary, you know, like thrash piano metal songs and start writing good songs again. And watching him, it's actually inspired me to do that. And it's very interesting, second albums. I was talking to someone about it the other day, because there's a very fine line to draw. And so often as a songwriter from your first album, is your immediate knee-jerk reaction is to make an album the second time round that is nothing like the first one.
You don't want to replicate what you did the first time.
But almost just not replicate. You want to make something completely different.
Right.
You're just like, I just don't want to make anything that sounds like the first album. So then you start trying loads of different styles. But then the other side of the equation is some songwriters freeze and you try and make the same album twice. And so you want to be somewhere in between. But the realization for me was when I started writing, you go for all those different styles of songwriting whilst I was making this one, and eventually you realize what you're good at again. And you realize, you stop kidding yourself, I'm not good at writing funk songs. I'm not good at writing sort of
yet
Queens of the Stone Age songs. You know, but, you know, and you take a bit of influence from all of them, but then you come back round to what you're good at. And I think that's ultimately where I ended up with this album. And I wrote so many songs for it over the course of 18 months, almost 2 years actually. Over 100 songs for the album.
Sat around the table, the candle lying low. There's people all around us, but they're leaving you alone. You're telling me a story, some lover that you had. Go and tell me now, tell me now. I think I'll understand. The piano man is playing some old melody. It don't mean much to anyone, but it does to you and me. It's just some bit of love song that everybody's heard. I'm gonna sing it out, sing it out, sing it. It's the same old constellation of stars up in the sky. But you know, I've got a feeling they're gonna look different to. Oh, maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm just high. You could kiss my lips a thousand times and they would never dry. I don't know where you go. Hey, never stray too far. I tell you now, I tell you now, I like you just the way. It's the same old constellation, stars up in the sky. Yeah, I've got a feeling they're gonna look different tonight. It's the same old. Something in the air tonight, they're gone, they're gone, they're gone. And it's the same old constellation of stars up in the sky. I've got a feeling it's gonna be different tonight. It's the same old situation. You can have revenge, God. Go and put your arms.
We'll make sure that the performances we heard today and
yeah.
the songs on the record, Wrong Crowd, we'll keep them going over the airwaves so that they're in everybody's hearts and minds, so that when you do come back to do the proper tour here in Los Angeles, everyone will be even better acquainted with all the songs. And they will have a voice in which of the 11 songs is their favorite.
See,
they'll get their vote then, too.
Yeah.
We're very democratic over here.
I like it.
Well, it's good having you back, and it's good seeing you. And you know, continued. Obviously, you've got a third record pretty much in the bag already.
So
now you can just start thinking about the fourth record.
That'll be nice.
Because the third one's already done.
Exactly.
Well, let your mind go and let your heart go and follow wherever it takes you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And keep making music. Tom O'Dell live on 88.5 KCSN.